Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The Yankees lose the first game 4-3 to Baltimore in the first game of the series, a Baltimore team that has really struggled this year, both offensively and pitching-wise. And Sugano, who really hasn't struck out guys, the Japanese pitcher who came over here, he's like 36 years old. He won the MVP in Japan last year, has been okay. He's pitching to a 3 ERA now, but he hasn't struck a lot of guys out, and he struck out 8 Yankees in 5 innings. Now, watching the game, I actually thought he threw the ball really well, but the Yankee lineup has a problem. And I typically don't get too invested in the lineup construction. I think it's a bit overdone. Not that it's meaningless or that there aren't things that I prefer or make sense, but sometimes people get really hung up on who hits where, and I think for the most part it's overrated. But we're getting to a point now where, if you're watching the games, the at-bats that Bellinger and Jazz are giving you. Now, Bellinger does get a hit early in the game with Judge on the move, and it sets up runners at the corners that they, of course, do not cash in on. But at the end of the game, like the at-bat from Bellinger, and we are seeing this a lot, and I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt. One, Bellinger, obviously coming over to the Yankees, his father played for the team. He's had one of the more up and down careers of recent times. Like, I don't know if you could find another up and down MVP, not good enough to stick with the Dodgers, excellent season with the Cubs, average season with the Cubs. He has been all over the place. He's been a great player. He's been a terrible player. He's been a slightly above average player. And now he's coming to the New York Yankees. His father played here. He's killing it in spring, and then he has a back issue out in Detroit. It's still cold weather. It's only a month. I've been trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but if you watch him, he is consistently getting beat on fastballs. We talk about this with Volpe, too, who hopefully is turning it around now with his fourth consecutive game with an extra base hit. But Bellinger is getting beat with fastballs consistently, and I know that Tiki apparently has been keeping a track of what he does hitting behind Judge every time Judge gets walked. He has been terrible in protecting Judge. And you watch this game, and they continue to do it. And I know the Yankees love this lefty-righty, lefty-righty. And for years, they were all right-handed and had no ability to do it. So this team has really too many left-handed hitters, and they don't have enough right-handed hitters, right? They're two switch hitters in Cabrera at third, and obviously Dominguez in left. Both of them are atrocious right-handed hitters and far better left-handed hitters. So against left-handed pitching, they have a real problem. And we've already seen every team use every left-handed reliever they could possibly use in any situation to pitch to the New York Yankees. And I like the idea of balance. And I like the idea, and during that time when they had all right-handed hitters, we talked about this a lot. And I remember David Cone talking about this a lot, about you want to give just pitchers different looks. And you want to give, you know, you have to face this type of guy, and then that, like, I get it. You want to have to go back and forth, and then obviously the main reason you do it is for relievers, and you don't get a reliever to come in as a right-handed reliever and be able to face three or four right-handed hitters in a row, or vice versa, left-handed reliever come in and face three lefties in a row. You want to mix it up and make sure that they have to face their opposite arm, and that makes sense, and I'm into it. And in a perfect world, that's exactly what should be going on. But right now, Bellinger does not deserve to be hitting third on this team right now. I mean, that's just the plain simple truth of it. And if they've moved Devin Williams out of the closer role and they pitched him last night in the eighth inning of a tight game, you know, in the, you know, down a run in the eighth inning, which is, you know, you want to keep that at one run. And thankfully he did and had probably his most crisp and clean inning he's had all year. And we'll get to that in a second. But my main issue when I look, Bellinger is hitting 194. 194. And if you look at the lineup last night, and I think Grisham has to stay in the lineup. He made a poor play defensively, misread a ball in center field, cost them a run, which in a game they lost by one run, which sucks. But you know how great he is defensively, and he's been hitting. And just listen to the first five hitters. Then we get to Jazz as well. Listen to the first five hitters of the New York Yankees. Grisham's hitting 306. Now, I know it's April and it's limited at bats. Grisham hitting 306. Judge is still hitting 405. He's hitting better than 400. Bellinger, 194. Goldschmidt, 361. Jazz, 173. But specifically the top four. What's killing them right there? 306, 405, 194, 361. I know we want lefty-righty, lefty-righty. But at some point, you've got to put your better hitters up front. He's just, Bellinger is in a funk. I don't think Bellinger sucks. I don't think Bellinger's done. I don't think, we're never going to see a good Bellinger. He's terrible. Another terrible trade from the all-wise, all-powerful, all-knowing, terrible Brian Cashman. I get it. I think he's going to turn it around and be what he typically has been over the last handful of years, an average to above average baseball player. But right now, he's hitting 190. We can't continue to put him in arguably the most impactful, important part of the lineup day after day in the guise of keeping it lefty-righty. And even if you are desperate to do that, right now, over the last handful of games, we've seen better at-bats from Wells. Last year, the offense changed when Wells hit cleanup behind Judge. When he emerged in the second half of last year as a legitimate offensive threat and they moved him to cleanup, it kind of really changed the lineup. And right now, look, they still have the second most runs scored in baseball. They still have, I think they're tied for the most home runs in baseball. This is an offense that has been successful to start the year. But I can't continue to watch Bellinger, and then Jazz is another one. Jazz, I talked about this the other night. I don't know if all or nothing is right, and I don't know if it's nothing but home run swings or type A swings, whatever you want to call it. But Jazz, again yesterday, strikes out three times. He is striking out at an ungodly rate. This is not the kind of hitter that the Yankees need from Jazz. Yes, you want power from everyone. Right, home runs win games. I'm a big home run guy. I always talk about every time someone says, the home runs disappear in the postseason. I go, no, they don't, dope. You got to hit home runs in the postseason. And overall, in a Yankee uniform, Jazz has been pretty damn good. But right now, he is having miserable, non-competitive, ugly at-bats, swinging through fastballs, taking fastballs down the middle. Same thing with Bellinger in the ninth inning of this game. Gets ahead 3-0. And now Batista throws 97-98. I get it. But, to quote the great Mike Francesa, bink, bink, boom. Three fastballs right down the heart of the plate. And he fouls one off. And then he swings right through one. He takes one 3-0, fouls one off, swings right through a fastball a little bit up in the zone. You can't get beat by three straight fastballs in three straight fastball counts. That can't happen. He's in a major funk, and Jazz too. And right now, they are killing them. And the Yankees love this lefty-righty thing, and I get it, but they have to change the lineup. They have to move these guys down and play the hot hand. Especially left-handed hitting, put Dominguez up there. He's been better left-handed. His numbers are far better left-handed than Bellinger. Against a right-handed pitcher, put Dominguez third or fifth over Jazz. I understand you want to give these guys, and we talk about this a lot when the Yankees had all these different lineups. We're never happy. This is why I always laugh. That's why I kind of laugh at roster and lineup construction sometimes, because you can't win. All that matters is you want the run scored. And when they're not scoring runs and they're making changes, you're making too many changes. And then when they're not scoring runs or struggling at times and they don't move guys, you got to move the guys. And that's why I really had no problem with the changes. But right now, Bellinger and Jazz have been awful. They're not making contact. They're hitting under 200. They're not making productive outs. And Bellinger is starting to scare me because he's not driving the baseball either. His slugging percentage is 312. Again, he had a back issue. It was cold. I'll give him a break. He's coming over to a new team. I'll give him a break for a time. But while I'm giving him a break, he can hit sixth or seventh. Like, it's not the end of the world to put him down a little bit and play the hotter hands. Right now, Volpe's swinging a better bat. Move Volpe up. Right now, Wells is swinging the better bat. Move Wells up. Against right-handed pitching, for sure, Dominguez is swinging a better bat. Move him up. Like, there are too many strikeouts in the middle of the order. And both of those guys, we talk about what made this lineup exciting to me at the start of the year, is the athleticism. And you can't run if you're not on base. And you can't run if you don't put the ball in play. And if you look at some of the numbers, they actually are a far better base running team this year already. They're like top 10 in first to third. Like, they run the bases better. With some other obvious examples that will jump out at you. Defensively, they're far better. Jazz made an incredible dive and catch. They said on the broadcast he's top three in defensive run saves in baseball already. Like, he's an excellent fielder. They're really good up the middle. Volpe's great. They're younger. They're more athletic. They can create havoc on the base paths, but we're not seeing it because they're striking out so much. They both need to change the way they're going. Like, especially Jazz. Jazz needs to change. This is a guy who came into the season talking MVP, talking having the best year of his career, talking about, you know, I think tongue-in-cheek, talking about keeping up with Judge and the home run numbers. But he has got to put the ball in play. He has got to use his legs. He's got to get on base. He's got to steal bases. He's got to create havoc on the base path. That's the game. That's the way the Yankees can attack these teams. And I still, you know, but until they find their way, we can't just keep hitting them third and fifth. Not at 100. It's going to turn into May. And they're killing rallies.